It is the 24th of the 8th, 2020, 9:42 in the morning. Trying to ring K Osborne. Hello. The phone's on now. Hello, how are you doing, Kate? It's Mr. Cordell speaking.
Hi, Mr. Cordell. I was just about to call you. I've got an email from our chief executive.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out exactly where I... Because I feel like all I wanted the USOC to do was to take a victim statement off me at the end of the day. And it feels like USOC won't take a victim statement off me. So when I'm putting that into like an environment, how would USOC treat a disabled person, or how would you treat an old person that has problem writing with rheumatism or arthritis? How would USOC treat them? Would you do the same? Do a lot of people not manage to make claims as they should be able to because USOC are asking them to, USOC won't send someone out to take a victim statement? But my problem right now is, obviously, I've got all of this paperwork here, and I can 100% prove from my diary and everything that's here and all the evidence that I've built, because I've took every application that they've served me, I've took them, put them into a brand new book, and then I've took I've turned it all into text again, and I've took every date off of every page, and I've put it into my diary on them pages. I've took what's not relevant out of them things. So now I could tell what every member of staff done in that building, on what days, when it happened, how it happened, and who done what to me. And I can prove that what exactly all the fraud that happened. I can prove attempted manslaughter, yeah, and I can prove a lot more targeted malice, malicious process, because you've got to imagine, I've got they've served me an ASBO and a possession order, an injunction order, an injunction order, then another possession order, all with the same claims in them. Now, because I've got the first injunction order on its date, I've also got the indexed injunction, which is like 2 years after, and it's got the same claims inside of it that I already won in the injunction order, and the judge said can never be put back into it, which is malicious process instantly, which is a 10-year sentence for every person. Truthfully, I'm honestly confident that my paperwork will issue each at least 60 members of staff in that civic centre 100 years each. I'm that confident of my paperwork and that it's that prepared. But you won't come and...
Mr. Cordell, the claim you're making, as I understood it, was for harassment.
No.
For misfeasance in public office.
Yeah, that's correct.
And for malicious prosecution.
Malicious process, yeah. Targeted malice is part of that. Fraud is a massive part of it.
Okay.
Conspiracy
the claim
to conspiracy.
Claim against us will be dealt with by, as I've said before, will be dealt with by our insurers, but we need to have the claim. Now, you sent me some information. So what is it that you want me to...
Two things that I'm in dispute right now with my mother, yeah, about right. Who's responsible for the ASBO, for instance. Now, the ASBO
Okay.
The ASBO itself says Stephen Elsmore made it on every single page, yeah, and he's the one that made it. Now, he says in his own witness statements, and he stamps it everywhere, he is a police officer that is attached to the Safer Unit team, which is neighbourhood office, which the council's responsible for, and he is based inside of the Civic Centre B block. Now, from him saying that, no matter what, I'd say, well, that's joint enterprise, the Metropolitan Police and the council, because Stephen Elsmore's gone and took a load of stuff out of the police's computer, and he's involved the Metropolitan Police. And secondly, it also takes the Metropolitan Police and the council to make the ASBO together. That's why on the third page of the ASBO, there's a certificate off the council and a certificate off the police saying that they have to have a meeting together in the Civic Centre under the Crime and Disorder Act 1998 for them to create the ASBO with some victims, which the victims ain't real. So I'd say just that alone would hold the council responsible in a new... But my mother's saying she's phoned up the police, and the police are saying to her that he belongs to the police, and I phoned up the council 01792. She pulled out the whole manual, and she said he's a Safer Unit officer, and if he's based at the Civic Centre, she read out the whole thing in the recording. She's told me he definitely belongs to the council. Yeah, and so so you're asking for the paperwork. Do I send you the ASBO paper, the proof that I...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send that. send that, and then it can be investigated.
Okay.
I can't give you details of what happened, who did what at this point in time, because I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't want to...
I never was involved in that.
I don't want to send you all the ASBO paperwork and use that ain't responsible. My mum's saying, use what shouldn't be served the ASBO. I wrote in draft, because I wrote a little thing in draft...
Mr Cordell, this is something that our insurers would need to investigate.
Yeah, I understand.
So you need to provide that information to me.
Okay.
So then I can send that to insurers.
Because now another one of my points is, I can write, like I'm saying, this document, just taking their own pages and putting them in all the places, it's come up to 3 million words, yeah? And it's a lot for anyone to go through. And I can, and to send it to you, like, without sitting there and showing you how my system works and how I built it, I think it's quite unfair. Now, you asked me to, like, Lemmy himself, I think Lemmy, when he's wrote every application, what he's done is, he, the possession, the injunction, the other possession, he's gone... Claim incident one, he says that you done this at time blah blah blah, then claim number two, she says you done this at time number claim three, she which is a breach of the law, because you have to name the victims for me to be able to question the victim's integrity and to be able to call them to court. I can't call anyone to court if it's he, she, that's illegal. I understand that. If I write to you now and I, like, you're asking me to write to you and just give you... If I write, a member of staff committed fraud on this date in between that date, a member of staff done this and...
I'm not getting involved in this conversation, Mr Cordell, because our insurers need to make...
Okay, can I... I wrote this as a...
I can't go through hypothetical...
You can't... Yeah. Okay, I just wrote this in draft, yeah? And, like, just to try and get this done, I wrote this... This is not a conclusive summary. I, Mr Cordell, have gotten asked to clarify why I'm lodging an insurance claim against the listed. Listed one, the Enfield Council... 2, Enfield Save a Neighbour 2, 3, Police, 4, Doctors. The name and listed companies within this document have acted in joint circular throughout the years 2013 till date of this letter and must be able to be held legally liable to prosecution for their misplaced actions and or wrongdoings. I have sustained personal and property damage to no fault of my own as a result of failures caused by the listed 1, 2, 3 and 4 running companies' activities' faults. The local authority listed above have caused me to suffer by way of negligence, gross misconduct and criminal offences, and my sufferings have gotten caused by failure of care on their part. I can prove the listed 1234 companies staff have acted 1. Bias and unreasonable while taking on running companies' activities in the public domain. 2. Them involved staff have caused and are causing a poor reaction time to public concerns. 3. Negligence. 4. Gross misconduct. 5. Criminal activities. And in a knock-on effect, their reckless behaviour has caused me to suffer by ways such as general damages. General damages relate to the impact of my life, referring to such issues as pain and suffering caused by the listed 1234, 2. False changes to my lifestyle, 3. Mental trauma, special damages relate to the impact of my life, referring to issues as 1. Loss of earnings, 2. My future loss of earnings, 3. Medical treatment, 4. Future medical treatment, 5. Transport expenses relating to forged court cases, 6. Changes to my living environment. Now, after that, I've listed what the council, what happened in the ASBO, what's happened in the possession order, and the rest of it. And what I'm concerned about is the size of what this document has now become, and whether, like my mum's saying, should you get the paperwork for the ASBO, or am I just putting a load of paperwork that's not relevant, because she thinks that this police officer, even though he's saying he's based in there and he's attached to there, and she's saying, well, he's a police officer at the end of the day. And I'm saying, well, no matter what, that's joint enterprise, you know, joint circle. So my point is just, I do send you the whole lot of the paperwork and you sort of sort it at the other end. That's what you're saying, yeah?
We need the information from you. So I'm not going to dictate to you what you have or haven't had to provide to us. You need to put forward to us the information that you think is supportive of your claim.
Is Stephen Elsen...
Insurers, and insurers then will make further investigations, and once those investigations are complete, and it may take some time, but once those investigations are complete, they will then make a decision on the claim.
Because I'm so upset with the way things are. It's easier for me... Mm-hmm. Right now, I've just built a brand new website and everything that no one's seen yet, and like I've I've built a proper sick website this time. I've learned from my mistakes from my last one. So now I find it easier just to plug that website online, send it to absolute, because I've got like 20 million emails here, and send it to everyone, and I can direct you and the public and the insurance companies to where everyone is liable in the website.
But the problem with that, though, Mr. Cordell, is that website, that can come down. You can bring that website down. You can take it down.
I want to take it down. I don't feel safe having it down with the staff that's done what they've done to me and the way the doctors have been at my door.
An insurance claim can't be based on what is... supportive evidence can't be put onto a website.
Yes, it can. Under the 1996 Investigation of Glory Powers, before you couldn't use emails as evidence. But since 1996, in the Investigory Powers Act, it says you can use any digital formation as evidence. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to use emails because they're digital format as well.
Let's come to an agreement then. That's fine. You can tell the insurers that they can find that information on the website, and the insurers can make the decision whether or not that's acceptable.
Yeah, I just want them to come out and take a victim statement after I've sent them this paperwork.
They will never take a victim statement
off me.
I've never heard of them ever doing that, and I can't say they will or won't. But if you want to say to them, this is where the evidence is, this is the website, that's fine. It's easier for me to do that. Mr. Cordell, the insurers may say, thank you very much, Mr. Cordell, that's not acceptable. Or they may say, thank you very much.
Yeah, but this is going to be showed. This will be showed in front of everyone, and then no one will ever take their insurance company ever again. I'll bankrupt their insurance company just for them acting like that. Who would want to be with an insurance company that acts like that, or who would want Usot to be insured? A government company that's there for the people to have an insurance company like that won't fight for the people.
We're not getting anywhere now.
I'm going to continue. Okay. All right. Well, you have a good day, madam. Thank you for your help today.
Okay, all right then.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.